save your joys and pain. On Hit 92.9. On Hit 92.9.
Oh, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, you two, from the comfort of your homes. How are you both?
It's not comfort.
Isn't it?
The hot tip is not comfort. No.
Why isn't it comfort, mate? Talk to me.
Well, because my little setup thing is in one corner of the room and I can't get any chairs over to it. So I'm stretched to the max every morning. I just want to be back in the studio.
You poor thing.
Stretched to the max out on your couch.
Yeah, well, that's the only way I can sit is my legs down the couch. Otherwise, I can't get my headphones in.
Oh, what a shame.
You sound like Sam Smith.
Who's
oh,
that?
I'm so upset. Isolation. In my mansion.
Mate, you got us off on the wrong foot this morning. You were a bit grumpy this morning, Jules and I.
I was not a bit grumpy this morning.
You know what? Oh, no, you're a bit stern, and it's like a stern dad. Honestly,
yeah,
that's
up,
what
mate.
It was like. I was like, geez.
Get off our back.
I'm having to deal with you two kids every morning.
Look, I totally get that. So I understand where you're coming from. But good morning.
Good morning.
It is weird. It's Wednesday, for those that don't know.
Yeah. I'm seeing a lot of...
Losing track of days.
I'm seeing a lot of that in particular. Losing track of days. Every day's rolling into the other one. Who really gives a stuff about what particular day it is? Because...
Yeah.
Nothing really changes at the moment from your week to your weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. I just found Ted's first pair of jocks he left on the floor yesterday.
How's he going with the toilet training?
No, it doesn't happen. But there you go. Okay. There's his first ever pair of jocks. Here, Tilly, take them, please.
Giving them to the dog? Does he get to pick his own underwear? Is that how you get him to wear them or not?
No, he's got a pair of three and they're all very similar. So there's nothing special about them just yet.
Okay.
There's just a... Whatever happens, he weighs in them in the first 10 minutes, we move on.
I'll tell you what, small mercies, when the kids get to the age where, like Mila is, they're out of nappies and they can go to their wardrobe and know to pick something out and dress themselves.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It is.
Is it?
Love it.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
it is
okay.
Incredible.
Oh, but what if they want to start? What if they want to wear, like, things that you don't want them to wear?
Fine. Not a problem. I mean, the worst...
Oh, okay.
The worst that she can put on is a mismatch in tops and bottoms. That's the worst that she could possibly do.
Yeah,
and maybe
okay.
a pair of Ugg boots for the day.
See, I reckon I'd be... Like, I mean, this is just me just thinking. Obviously, I don't have kids, but I'd be, like, a trendy mum, like a trendy parent, and I'd like want them dressed in like
matching
things. Me and
Pete thought
things.
That too.
I
know every parent out there is like, yeah, wishful thinking, Jules.
Long as he's alive and next to me, I don't care what he looks like.
Exactly. You go into becoming a parent with all of these beautiful preconceptions of exactly how it's going to be, and you're just lucky to get through the day.
Okay. Great. Things to look forward to, hey?
Hey, it's open lines time, 13 10 60. I was thinking on my way in to work this morning, maybe we just ask people how you're doing. Haven't asked that question in a little while.
Mm.
Just how you going? Feel free to give us a call and just have a chat about how things are going for you.
When should the state reopen? When should we get going again?
Yeah, do you think we should hold off for a little bit longer just to be safe?
I err on the side of caution.
If it wasn't for these stupid cruise ships, we'd be humming.
Yeah, we'd be doing okay.
Oh, geez, I know
we are doing okay. These cruise ships people we haven't been in contact with.
What did I see? I saw a graph last night that there were four, I think, new coronavirus cases across the country, maybe, and three were in New South Wales, one in Victoria. Is that right?
No. Four in WA.
Four in WA.
There was 50-odd yesterday. Tasmania had a fair few.
Oh, man, there are so many different bloody articles out, about it. I just don't even bother reading it anymore.
I follow the best page on Twitter, Jules. It's like COVID_19. They compile every state's information in one... really basic tweet, just with numbers, like in an arrow.
Yeah, okay. Ugh. Oh, Jesus, they've just had a spider crawl up him. On his chest. I'm just so watching that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had slow motion playback on this.
Oh, my God.
On this screen.
They always gave me a heart attack. Oh, I flicked at my screen thinking that I could flick it off you.
Oh, God, that gave me a heart attack. Now Tilly's fighting it.
Do you remember can I just say quickly, I know we're going to move on, but on Matilda, you know Miss Trunchbull, you know when she has that newt climb up her and she gets really scared? That's exactly what Zabe just looked like trying to get this spider off his chest.
No, don't. My heart's pounding. Please
13, 10, 60. Look at you going for the morning.
You saw it, Jules, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear from you this morning as we get stuck into open lines. We'll come back to you on the other side of T-shirt.
Oh, my God.
Your sexy thing.
Save your joys and pain. On Hit 92.9.
I have an old person's injury. I feel like it's an old person's injury. I don't know if that's the right thing to say or not, but I feel like it's an old person's injury.
Arthritis.
No, not arthritis. Although I agree that that's an old person's injury. Do young people get arthritis?
Yes,
yeah, some
they
young
do.
People do. Yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah, but what's young? Like,
oh, like teens even.
Yeah.
Yeah, like even young kids have get arthritis.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah, it's really sad.
I didn't know
a lot
that.
Of footy boys get arthritis at a young age.
That'd be because of the game, right? Like the bumps and the wax.
Yeah, but like, yeah, so they're young, I'd say.
Yeah, I think it's more like some kids have some conditions that, you know, unfortunately gives them arthritis.
Mm. I have cracked heels.
What else is an old... Cracked heels.
What?
Yeah, I've got
get
cracked
heels.
Get
the bar,
man. You're 35. You're
35. I'm not even 35 yet.
What is a cracked 34. Heel, Pep?
It's like a... So, it's as it says. Like, it's like my heels are cracked.
Crack. But how do you crack
them? But to the point where it's
dry.
Like one of them's got moisturizing. One of them's got the Grand Canyon growing in it. Like it's,
oh!
Yeah,
hurt?
And it's deep and it hurts.
Oh, have you been putting any balm on?
No, I don't have. I haven't been putting any balm on, but I've heard urea balm is good.
Is it the outside of your heel or like middle?
It's the outside of my heel,
yeah,
but around
it's easy.
Like
you
around just to the inside sort of thing.
Yeah, go get a razor, like a blade, and you can just cut that back yourself. Just take the skin away.
Oh no, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, no, mate, that's what
I feel
they
like
do.
I feel like we need to get Mama Jules on the phone to help you out here.
Does Mama Jules know about this?
Yeah, Mama Jules works at a nail salon.
She's a podiatrist. She's a podiatrist.
You think literally, though, I think that Mama Jules will be like, you know, if Mama Jules is here, she'd be like, I'll come over, I'll scrape your foot. But she might scrape your foot.
That's right, though, Jules, isn't it? They just scrape
these,
it.
Like, they've got these razor scrapers, right? So when you get a pedicure and they scrape all the dead skin off.
Yeah.
So that's literally what it is. But you know why I reckon it's caused?
What?
For you.
Why?
Because it's, have you been wearing a lot of thongs lately?
I have, actually. So
I'm not talking about the G-banger.
Wow.
Well, you those two. No,
it's jandals.
So, obviously, we've never been at home for as long as what we have been over the past couple of weeks. And I am wearing thongs or going barefoot more than I ever have. And that's even if I manage to sort of get out of pajamas for the day as well.
What's thongs got to do with anything?
Oh, I just find that in summer, I get really dry heels in summer, and it's purely because your feet are always like open and you're not in the losing moisture, so you're not moisturizing them properly. Do you moisturize after a shower?
I have never moisturized like anything, let alone my heels, ever.
What?
Yeah, this skin, this gorgeous skin, this beautiful olive
natural
skin,
oils.
You're naturally greasy.
This is just my natural greasy wog self.
That's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to say those words because I'd be deemed a racist. So you're a naturally greasy.
Us ethnics can do that to another.
That's right.
You can stay out of it.
Yeah. Me, the old, just on the white island over here.
Pipe down, Whitey. 26 after 6.
On Hit 92.9.
The latest from Sam Smith, the whingy bum on Hit 92.9.
Oh, but you know.
No,
he's
but
put
you
out
know
some good
nothing.
Songs.
But you know nothing, mate.
What do you mean
it
nothing?
It doesn't give him the excuse to sit in his $24 million mansion and go, oh, I can't stand isolation.
You know what, though? It just goes to show that no matter how much money you've got out there, you can still be lonely.
I'll tell you what, I'd give it a fair old crack.
And that is, no, but it just proves that, you know, money doesn't make you happy. Money doesn't buy you everything. Doesn't
I'll
give you
tell
everything.
You what, I'm going to play that tonight at 9 o'clock. Within 60 seconds, I'll be asleep.
I think it's a beautiful song.
No, I know I like you do, it. But me and Pete are hard rockers. We rock out a bit more than you. So, Pete, hit the button, mate.
I can't wait for a belter from the Foo Fighters inside the next 10 minutes.
Oh,
yes. Oh, your little beauty.
And now it's time for Perth's favourite localised meteorological calefaction prediction game show.
How hot
is Perth? That's it. Do I need to do the setup again, Jules? Or am I good to go now? Have I just
No.
In?
You got
to
tell us. What are they up for?
I'll tell you what they're up for. They're up for an item. You won't find it in Perth. You won't find it in WA. You won't find it in Australia. You won't find another one of these in the entire world. It is a 2 metre by 1.5 metre bush chook throne / sex swing. Whatever you want it to be. A lot of people want it to be the second. 13, 10, 60. How hot is Perth? All you got to do is nominate how hot Perth will be at 9 o'clock in the morning. And if you nail it like Jules did yesterday, this bush chook throne will be in your house. 13 10 60.
All right,
good morning
guys.
To who, Peppy?
Good morning to, and by the way, the birthday boy, Michael. Hello, Michael.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Going
hey,
well.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How old are you today, Mick?
Just turning 37.
Ah, beautiful, mate. Still climbing the hill. Good on you. Now, I usually
Michael,
go to
quickly, do you have cracked heels?
No, might have been sorted.
Okay, good. Ever had gout?
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice. No. Wait, what about
hemorrhoid?
My mum got a
hemorrhoid?
You've had a hemi. Now, we'll move on from the hemorrhoids. This stuff's disgusting. Now, I'll go to Jules first, Michael, because Jules knows her weathers. Now, Jules usually gives people a bit of a helping hand and puts them in the right direction, and then we'll come to you after Jules. Jules?
What's the temperature at the moment?
Mate, you should know this stuff.
17.2 degrees. We're heading for a top of 24. Don't forget, it is raining today and cloudy.
All right. At 9 o'clock today, because I know my weathers, Perth will be 19.2.
Okay.
19.2 at 9 a.m. this morning. Yep.
Locked in.
All right, Michael, we'll come over to you now. I don't want to hear exactly right now what you think it's going to be. We're going to play a little bit of audio. The crowd's going to ask, how hot is Perth? And then that's when you slide in and hit us between the eyes with how hot you believe Perth's going to be. All right, mate?
All right.
Perfect.
Mick, here we go.
How hot is Perth?
20.8.
Just completely ignored you, Jules. I love
it. No, that's fine. Michael's going to know at 9 o'clock.
Yes, of course. Hey, Michael. Michael, what are you going to do with the swing when it's if you do win?
Well, I've got a mate who's a massive Bush fan, so I'm going to show it off that I've got one and he hasn't.
Okay, nice. I like it. Good on you, mate. We'll catch up at 9 o'clock this morning.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
On Hit 92.9.
Now, you two, I mean, at home, we're all in isolation. Yeah. How are you guys going with Netflix? Like, you know, what's your habits when it comes to watching Netflix?
Well, I'm going to sneak in and say this because Em's not near me. We put Ted down and there's a bit of Netflix and chill that goes on.
Hello.
Did you? No, there isn't. No, there isn't.
She's sitting right next to me. I can see her shaking her head. What about you,
Debbie? Good luck trying to get a few minutes like straight without the kids running around screaming so you can actually see. So I jump into bed usually about 8 o'clock to go down for the early mornings. And I'll give myself 20 minutes, half an hour to fall asleep to a Netflix show. I never get through one.
I now use podcasts. So I use podcasts to put me to sleep so that I don't waste an episode of Netflix, because I find that if a Netflix is on, I fall asleep and then forget where I'm at. But I did discover, Jules, that I can watch Netflix through my TV.
What?
Discover?
What do you mean? It's 2020. What do you mean you just discovered?
Well, there's a button on my control that says apps, which I didn't really ever press. It was like the red button in the room you should never press. I never pressed it. Turns out it's got Netflix and stuff on it. So I was watching Ozark yesterday on my actual TV and not on an iPad and not holding an iPad up, bicep curling it for 4 hours.
You were too. It was yesterday you reached out to me and said, mate, have you seen Ozark? You should go and have a look at this. I think you'll like it. Yeah.
Yes, mate, it's incredible. It's so much better when I actually see the characters.
Well, what are they doing there? 2020.
Mate, it's crazy. I thought it was my eyesight. I was literally watching it on an iPhone.
Hilarious. Okay. Well, I'm someone who will flick for about an hour searching for something. I feel like I've finished Netflix, right? Mm. But I came across something yesterday that has just changed my world when it comes to watching Netflix. So on our website, hit.com.au, there is a sneaky little hack that unlocks unlimited hidden movies on Netflix.
What sort of hidden movies? Are you talking about good hidden movies or hidden movies that should never have seen light of day?
No, it's more that, so, you know, when it comes to genre, like, what's your favourite genre that you like to watch?
Mine would be, like, maybe comedy or drama. I love crime.
Yeah. So, okay, say, for instance, if you wanted just to bring up any crime movies or any crime docos or anything like that, on hit.com.au, there's a list of all of these genres, and right next to them is the code for them. So what you do is you put it up into, you know, in your search bar, you type in Netflix /browse/genre/, and then you type in the number, and it will actually bring up every single movie, doc, or anything to do with crime so that you can just flick through that.
Can't I just click on categories and go crime?
Yeah, but it still doesn't give you, it still doesn't give you everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So, but if you type in the code, which the code is up on the website, it brings up everything and you can actually just search through that instead.
I think
this changed my life yesterday. I'm not even kidding.
It's fair to say you're doing a lot of not Netflix and not a lot of chilling at the end of it, because you're clocking. You're actually clocking Netflix. You've now found the cheat code to new episodes.
100%. I found the cheat code for Netflix.
And what's your
genre? Oh, I'm with crime as well. Crime documentaries, which is 9875 for those out there that just want to quickly jump on. Yeah, there's all these different codes, but you can even go as far as you know, like food and travel.
Well,
you can
Pep would be sci-fi,
shows.
Would you,
mate? You hit the nail right on the head. Sci-fi,
yeah, I thought
fantasy.
You'd be sci-fi. Yeah.
What's that one? Is there one there for sci-fi?
Don't give it to him, Jules. For it right now.
Sorry, I can't watch it at the moment. Anyway,
why?
Not until the kids go to bed.
Not when he puts himself to bed at 7 o'clock and leaves Lizzie with the kids.
Hit.com.au if you want to go and check out those codes. Save
your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Do you guys like riddles?
Riddle me this.
I love a riddle.
Riddle me this!
All right, well, I've got something for you, boys.
You can call me the Riddler.
Jules Jerry, the Riddler.
Riddle me this, guys. Where's my toast gone?
Well, Pep and I just watched Kev jump up on the couch and eat it while you walked off.
I've come back to get stuck in my breakfast and my toast is missing.
Mate, we can hear him. And there he is. Mate. And then he moved over to little Teddy's bowl of porridge and got stuck into that.
He's had a time of his life. God, oh, mate. On his head.
Don't worry, mate. Caught him red-handed. I got him on film for you.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Anyway, I've got two riddles for you guys this morning. Okay. Good luck with them. And if you have a riddle, give us a call right now on 131060, and we'll take your calls next on that.
And give him a tea towel.
And we'll give you a Xavier Jules and Pete tea towel. Now, you ready?
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
All right. You see a boat filled with people, yet there isn't a single person on board. How is it possible?
Boat full of people.
But there isn't a single person on board.
Well, because there's multiple. It's not a single person.
No. You Hang see on. A boat. Let me say it again. You see a boat filled with people, yet there isn't a single person on board. How is that possible?
Because they're all taken. It's a swingers cruise. It's the royal princess or whatever that
Xavier
one is.
Ellis.
Yes.
Well done,
it's the royal princess.
Okay. All the people on board are married.
Oh,
there you go.
That's nice.
All right, well done. One to Zave. Okay, ready this. Two in a corner, one in a room, zero in a house, but one in a shelter. What is it? Let me say it for you again.
Yeah, go
two,
one more.
Two in a corner.
Yep.
One in a room. Zero in a house. But one in a shelter. What is it?
Nah,
talk it out.
For mine,
two
I'm battling
corner,
here. Two in a corner, one in a room, none in a house, one in a shelter.
Correct. Yeah.
That was pretty good me reciting it. Do I get a point for that?
It was. No, you don't. You get a participation award.
I'm thinking something about angles or the lines, the walls.
I'm thinking like a food shelter.
No. That's not correct.
Two in a shelter, did you say?
Two in a corner.
Two in a
one
corner.
One in a room.
One in a room.
Zero in a house.
Yeah.
But one in a shelter. What is it?
No, I'm out, mate. I'm stunned.
Okay. A 90-degree angle.
No. Do you guys give up?
Yes.
Yeah, I surrender.
It's the letter R. Two in a corner, one in a room, zero in a house, but one in a shelter.
Damn.
What is it? It is the letter R.
That was a belter.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, I did like that one.
All right, well, nice if you've one, got a Randy. Cracker. Thanks. All right, 13, 10, 60. If you have a riddle, give us a call and we're going to try and solve it.
God, I love this. Oh, this is one of my favourite things in the morning. As you mentioned earlier, a limited edition Xavier Jules and Pete, You Drive Me Crazy tea towel to go for you as well. So, riddle me this. It's over to you now, Perth, you're listening. 13, 10, 60. Call up with your riddle and we'll have a crack at them.
On Hit 92.9.
All right,
yeah,
over to...
You give us a call on 13 10 60 with your best riddles and we will try and solve them.
Sorry,
there you go,
Jules.
Pete. No, that's all good.
Please excuse me.
That's all right. Who we got?
We got Ricardo. G'day, mate.
Ooh.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Going well.
Going well, mate.
Yep. What was that, sorry?
Hit us with your riddle.
Okay, I peeked through a paling and saw a ship sailing. What was the captain's name?
Oh,
say
one
that
more
again.
I peeked through a paling and saw a ship sailing. What was the captain's name?
I peeked through a paling.
Like a fence
saw
paling?
A ship yeah, fence paling. So you're looking through your fence.
Sailing.
I've got one eye closed, one eye open, so I'm peeking through. I see a ship sailing. What was the captain's name?
Is anyone else doing this with one eye open? One eye
yeah,
open?
I'm doing it with one eye. I'm peeking. I'm peeking through a fake pale. Captain Paling.
Captain Paling.
Nope.
Captain Peephole.
Captain
nope.
Peephole. Peek through a paling.
Oh, I wonder if this is really easy.
Sailing. What was the what captain's?
Was the captain's? Don't know.
No,
Ricardo.
No
what
idea.
His name was Captain what?
Huh?
What?
What?
Captain what? I peeked through a paling and saw a ship sailing. What was the captain's name? I already told you.
Oh! What was Ricardo? Mate!
Yeah, well done, Ricardo. That was good.
Don't give him a tea towel. Do not give that man a tea towel.
No, give Ricardo a tea towel.
Okay. Jess, hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Going well, mate. Hit us with your riddle.
Okay. A cowboy rode into town on Friday. He stayed for 3 days and then rode out again on Friday. How is this possible?
Say that again.
I know this one, but I'm going to let you guys work it out.
Did he go on 2 48-hour benders and that sort of bend into one day?
Jess, one more time.
A cowboy rode into town on Friday. He stayed for 3 days and then he rode out again on Friday.
His horse is called Friday.
Yes.
Boom.
Yes.
Yeah, well done. Do I get that point because I knew it and I just didn't know?
Nah, because I doubt that you did. You just removed yourself from the game because you knew you wouldn't have known it.
Oh, shit.
You did the old, I'm taking myself out of this.
I knew. I just didn't want to jump in. I just wanted to let everyone else work it out first.
What about, I could see Pete's eyes light up, so I knew he knew what it was. But
and
I had
you
to
jumped
jump
in.
For, yeah, I had to steal his thunder.
Woke up the whole neighbourhood doing it too.
Just a standard morning with you two. That's all it is. Xavier
Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
We had a caller call up this morning saying, hey, for something fun, can you do us a little throwback and give us a worst joke Wednesday? Well, we've made a few phone calls and we got something special happening for you after 8:30. But first...
Sunshine, lollipops.
And now it's time for some uplifting news with Jules Jarry. This is Happy as Jarry.
Yes, and these are those stories that I come across that are just bound to put a smile on your face and make you laugh. Just something completely different to what you're seeing on the news or reading in the news. Now, this story really touched my heart because I could really sympathize for this guy, right? And I can also celebrate with him because as a kid, like when it comes to board games and things like that, you guys had like fun board games like Hungry Hippo, like those kinds of things. Games?
Yeah, Yahtzee. Yeah.
Mama, you know
what? Connect Four.
You know what Mama Jules gave my brother and I?
What?
Like as a fun game to play?
What?
Scrabble like,
was
no
a fun
kid.
Game.
It's a good game. That's a good game.
Didn't you
not
like it?
Not when you're six. Not when you're
what
six.
About, yeah, no, fair
what about Upwords? Did you like Upwords?
No, I loved Upwords.
Upwords was a cracker.
We had nothing else but Scrabble. That was it. And I couldn't even spell. Like, we were just making up words. But I just
three-letter words?
The boringest game ever.
The cat, dog.
Yeah.
And?
Anyway, this is why this story has touched me, because a guy has finally defeated his mum in Scrabble after 39 years of losing to her. But the best thing about this, right, is that he's won, and his dad took it upon himself to interview him post-game to just to get his thoughts on how he felt. And this is what had happened.
So, Adrian, that was congratulations on a major, major win. That was a long time coming. And tell us how you feel about it. What was your strategy?
Long time coming, you know, good to get that first win under the belt and, just play the letters I got and try to get up in those scoring areas up in the corners and, everything worked out today.
All right, congratulations again and good luck on the next one.
Thanks, sir.
I'm not even kidding you. Like, as this video is playing out, the son's even like, he's got a helmet on.
Yeah, he's brushing his sweat away like he was in a full-on forceful match.
Oh, like he's covering eyes, like he's got tears in his eyes as well. Like, it's beautiful. But you can see the dad's cracking up about it as well too. So, you know what? Well done to him. 39 years.
Yeah, amazing.
He lost for.
Yeah. I've never, ever beaten my dad in tennis.
And
I'm 30 ever. And like, I try my absolute ring out. So the day that I get him, he may be in a wheelchair and I will roll him out. I don't care. And he will sit there and I'm going to take the wheels off it and I will win that game of tennis.
All right.
On Hit 92.9.
John Paul Drake is a bloke who owns Drake's Supermarkets, and he's gone viral overnight for the video he shared staring down the barrel of the camera, flipping the bird to panic buyers. Take a listen.
The scenes that everyone has seen with the toilet paper has been absolutely ridiculous. And I had my first customer yesterday who said he wanted to get a refund on 150 packets of 32-pack toilet paper and 150 units of 1-litre sanitizer. I told him, That is the sort of person that is causing the problem in the whole country.
As well as that, he also listed a heap of 4, other years.
Is panic. That 4,800 rolls?
Something like that. I haven't done the math.
I think it is.
Quick maths.
But he's listed a whole heap of other years where panic buying gripped the nation. He joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you, mate.
Well, thank you, John. Now, I mean, John, this is just unbelievable to hear that a customer was trying to get a refund on all of this. But I just do have to ask, did he physically try and bring back in 150 packets of 32-pack toilet paper in the 150 units?
He rang reception and reception quickly called me and said, you got to hear this. And I came up straight away and he was trying to get his refund, which he had a team of people buying the stock. So he had a team where they made 150 purchases, because we got a one carton limit here in South Australia on both sanitizer. And so they went around and in the end I get out of him, the team was about 20 people. He was trying his eBay site got shut down and he was also sending stuff overseas. So by the time we got to the end of it, and I know you guys are in the same boat as us, this toilet paper situation is hard to comprehend that we're actually having. And the PM said it very right. It's just got to stop. Stop your hoarding and stop trying to profiteer on other people's misery.
Yeah, absolutely. I had to make spring rolls just to get toilet paper. Like, do the trade-off.
you're going to laugh at this. He offered me a 30% discount if I took the product back.
Is there
100% wouldn't be taking it back. As I read, I think it's 4,800 rolls. But legally, does he have any legal ground to stand on, or can you use with a return policy, or is it stick it?
Technically, he's purchased individual items, and technically he has. But a couple of weeks ago, Woolworths came out in the front foot and said, hang on, we're not taking any returns from people profiteering or people that have bought too much sanitizer and too much baby formula, and I'll throw in hand soap at the same time.
Yeah.
And you know what? We agree. This sort of behavior has put everyone else in this country in jeopardy because of what they're actually doing with it. They're profiteering on other people's misery, people that can't get out of the house. Mm-hmm. And it's just un-Australian. So I'd had enough of it. And you heard what I said.
What did he do when you told him to basically go and get...
He came back with a 30% discount.
Oh, yeah.
And still, you know, he realised I was pretty pissed off by that stage.
Yep.
And at the end of the phone call, I said, mate, you go away and think about it. And if you still think you're going to sell it back to me, give me a call. And I haven't heard from him.
So, okay. I was just wondering whether or not he, you know, I mean, where's he storing this stuff at? And, you know, maybe you should give it away, donate it, like give it away to people, the vulnerable. I don't think he's going to.
I'll assume he was making a lot of money selling it on eBay. And thank God eBay actually shut the account down. Yeah. And the reality is, you got to understand, that's about four pallets of toilet paper. You know, you did the sums. It works out to be about $10,000 when you add the sanitizer and the toilet paper together.
Wow.
The one that really gets me is the kids' formula. That's the one that gets me. I mean, there's ways around. You know, you can wash your hands another way, or you can jump in the shower and waffle stomp if you need to.
But kids
need their formula. That is the one that really, really grinds my gears like nothing else during this stuff.
Well, if it's not a time now like ever, is to stand up and the government sit there and say, it's going to be illegal to send baby formula across to China. If they get up and say that, this is the time to do it. They said it with sanitizer, they said it with toilet paper, and they've said it with hand soap. So why are they leaving baby formula?
That's exactly right.
Kills me.
John, have you seen anything particularly in your stores? I mean, you know, we see videos all the time where people are fighting over baby formula. But, have you firsthand seen it?
Oh, it's absolutely, it's madness. And this all started for us. We do some clips on our YouTube channel for JP Drake, if anyone wants to watch it, about retail. And we spoke to our staff and said, how are you feeling? And the caption was, we're not robots. And, you know, I had a few of my staff break down. They were physically and emotionally done because of the abuse that they're getting, the verbal abuse. We've had physical abuse as well, and it's not acceptable. And our people, they're on the front line. All we're trying to do is give our local customers product onto the shelf. And some of the scenes that have happened in store are absolutely disgraceful. And
if you want to return it, you can go and get...
I 100% agree with you on that, guys. It's just got to stop, and then it'll be more product for everyone.
Yeah, 100%. John Paul Drake owns Drake Supermarkets, and far out, is obviously at the front line of everything that's going on at the moment. We wish you all the best, mate. And one more time, if people want to go and see your videos and your updates, particularly the one that's sent you viral around the country the last 24 hours, what's that YouTube channel?
So the YouTube channel is under JP Drake, and the actual clip they're all talking about is a retail snap. We do retail snaps and retail wraps where we talk about everything retail, and we're pretty much the only people doing it. Unlike the big chains, we don't put our head in the sand. We deal with real topics, and we want everyone to hear about it because this is real. No one wants to talk about it, though, but I think I have.
Yeah, good on you, mate. You take care of yourself, John.
Thanks, guys. Look after yourself.
Yeah, same
you
to
do.
You.
Bye.
On Hit 92.9.
Guys, are you kidding me? Time.
Yay!
Yeah, boy, I love this segment.
Let's do this. I'm ready to go.
All right, so.
What's the score?
The current score is.
Don't worry about it.
Xavier is 10 points to Jules' 6.
Yep.
Mate,
that's okay.
Give me some help.
Jules, we played this twice yesterday to try and get you to square the ledger.
Yeah,
still
you
nint.
You know what, mate? It was really difficult, to be honest.
How did you not know that Da Vinci was drawing helicopters in 1430? How did you not know that?
Mate, I wagged almost every second day in high school. This is why, kids, this is why you should not wag, because you're going to lose games like this later on in life.
This is not just an educational tool. It's also a life lesson, kids. Listen in.
If this is the first time that you've heard this segment, what happens is I've got three pieces of audio here. They are montages made up of different things like songs, TV show themes, moments in time. And then I play them for you one by one, and you come back at me with the year that you think that they are from. Closest to the pin, best of three, gets the point. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's the first one.
Lily has art. Robin has pleasing me sexually. You all have a passion that drives you.
Hey guys, in the latest Hollywood goss, Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher have tied the knot. They're getting married.
Oh,
so
geez.
I went first yesterday, Jules.
Oh, you were joking. Okay.
So Nickelback. Oh, no, I don't find Nickelback as bad as everyone thinks they are.
No, everyone says you on that. Oh, no,
it's not a bad track.
They're amazing.
Mate, that's
live
fake
too.
News. Fake news, that is.
Fake
I'm
news.
Going to
it's fake
jump
news.
On that bandwagon. Oh, look, I'm going to stick more around Demi Moore and Ashton because I was a massive Ashton Kutcher fan.
From
and
Punk'd?
They had a pretty big age difference, and I think that's why it was like making the news.
It wasn't like 15 years or something like that.
Yeah, which really isn't that bad. But look, I'm going to go with 2010. Because I reckon
oh
I would have been about 23. I reckon like 10 years ago.
Yeah, okay. All right, 2010. I'm going to go. Look, I would just say 2009 because I'm certain it's before then. But I'm going to be a bit kind to you. And I'm going to say 2005.
Oh, no, don't go.
And I still reckon it's earlier than that.
Really?
I would have said like two. Nickelback, mate. Nickelback. I was singing this at school.
Xavier.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Okay. I listen to rap.
I still reckon it's earlier than that is incorrect.
Ooh.
It is bang on 2005.
There you go. I was still in school.
To be honest, I was about to start celebrating.
No.
I didn't listen to... Oh, mate. Who listened to Nickelback back then?
Oh, you've changed
Look
your tune pretty quickly.
Photographs.
We were just a moment ago saying how good are they?
Oh, no, they are, but right. I didn't get into that music until I was later. Older.
Let's get into the second audio montage. Yeah. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? A good trick is to pump to the tune of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Do you know that song?
Yes, I do. I love that song. First I was afraid, I was petrified.
As the storm surge and as the rainfall from Hurricane Katrina hits...
2008.
Is that where you're going?
Is
what
going
I'm
with?
Going to go. I don't know. I just know New Orleans won the Super Bowl in after Katrina went through.
And
so
what
I'm
year was
stabbing.
That?
I'm stabbing 2008. It's a stab. It's a full knife out stabbing at it. But
Pussycat Dolls. Didn't they just celebrate like an anniversary for that song?
Yeah, 30 years.
Damn it. Okay.
I would put it at 1990.
Oh, look, I'm just going to go 2009.
Oh, mate, you're a pansy.
No, I was actually just going to stick with 2010 and just my answer for everything was going to be 2010, but I think I'm just going to go 2009.
So, yes, it was Don't You by the Pussycat Dolls. The moment in time was Hurricane Katrina. The middle bit was the premiere of The Office US. You know, there's two different offices, one in the UK,
yeah.
Ricky Gervais, and the US version with Steve Carell.
Better, isn't it? The UK's better?
I don't know. Depends what kind
sources.
Of comedy and humour you like. Though.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was... 2005.
Bang.
Are you kidding
me? No. Bye-bye.
Are you kidding me?
Double back-to-back 2005.
Back-to-back 2005, you guys.
Why would you do that?
Real tricker.
Because it's
Real
my
tricker.
Game.
Can we bang through the last one quickly?
Yeah, we can bang through
cares?
The last one. Let's bang through the last one.
I hate this stupid game.
You do not hate this stupid game, mate.
See, there's another one. There's another life lesson, kids, in the car. Just you don't ever throw your toys out of the cot. Be a gracious loser.
Shake hands
with the opposition and say, you know what, you were too good for me today.
To be honest, how many times do you reckon Zave's heard all this audio, like things like
Never.
That? Like, you've been playing it for so long.
I doubt
we started doing this segment at the end of last year.
Yeah.
You did not.
Yeah. We did, Pete, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
When you joined.
Yeah, no, you didn't. You were playing it before I turned up.
I don't remember that.
Just.
Hey, let's play the last bit of audio. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Bananas in pajamas are coming down the stairs. What a show!
TV personality Cardi B was born as Bella Calice Almanzar on the 11th October in the Bronx in New York City.
Did you know that was her name, Jules?
Oh, 2005.
She was born in 2005.
Wow, you are salty.
She was a stripper at the age of eight.
I want to sprinkle you on my roast chicken, mate. You are that salty.
Another one, kids. Don't be salty at the end of a bad loss. I'm going to go 1986. Just going to go with when M was born. Okay. No other reason why. I just figured she was bananas might have been out when she was.
Jules is going 2005.
No, I haven't. I'm just joking. Three. Cardi B. What did you say, 1986?
No, it's Cardi B. She looks worse. She looks old and weathered.
She's. What are you beeping me out for? You
because
can save me all the time
long.
In the world.
We've already. No,
I'm trying to
Let's
work
go.
It out.
Let's go.
I'm pretty sure Cardi B was born in 1990, like 91, maybe 91.
Are you going with 91? Yeah.
That looks right.
Yeah, it was 1992.
Yeah, 92.
Oh, bad luck, Jules. Well done. We gave you one there with the Cardi B.
Oh, so of course, with the Cardi B one last.
Ciao. Bye bye.
Hit 92.9.
Hey, George, you know yesterday post-show we were talking about the WA numbers of coronavirus and most are coming from ships. And you said it's crazy. It's everywhere, obviously. We see it on the news. It's all through America and Europe. And Australia have got, you know, a scattering of cases. But you said, I actually don't know of anybody who has come in contact with the virus.
I mean, thankfully. But it's also something, like, because I always ask, like, my friends as well, too. I'm like, but do you even know anyone? Like, I feel like there's, like, the cases, you know, were climbing and whatnot, especially on the East Coast. But I'm like, do you even know anyone, though? Like, it seems weird.
So one of my, Pete, do you know anyone?
Off the top of my head, I know of one, but I've only heard of it in the last sort of 24 hours. He just mentioned it last night, but he got the, actually, no, tell a lie, sorry. He got tested, got the all clear. So I don't know a person who has it. Yeah.
So one of my best mates came back from the UK and he had it and was tested positive. But in WA, I thought the same thing as you, Jules. I thought they're all cruise ship guests and they're all just filling up the hospitals. But that's not the fact, because I had a private message on my Instagram from Andrea who said she had randomly sent me a photo of her male, and she had tested positive to coronavirus. Pete, have we got her there?
Yeah, we do. Good morning, Andrea.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Now, Andrea, you actually tested positive to coronavirus, but you don't know how. Is that right?
Yeah. I hadn't been abroad or anything, so I have no idea, and they still haven't traced it as far as I'm aware.
Okay, so why were you tested then?
Because pretty much there a few weeks back, I just started getting kind of really, just a funny little tickly cough, went to work, thought nothing of it, and went to the gym that evening. And next thing, when I got back from the gym, I just literally felt like I was being hit by a bus. I just had a god awful headache I'd never had before, really weird pain down my neck and into my throat that kind of felt like swollen glands, but wasn't swollen glands. And so kind of knew I wasn't right, because I'm generally never sick, like playing on sport, whatever. And it's been years since I probably had a flu. So I texted a friend that night just to ask her, would she drop out a thermometer to me? Because I just wanted to rule it out that I didn't have a temp. So 6 a.m. the next morning, she dropped around. But at that stage, I'd woken up. I'd been coughing all night and I had this pain in my lung as if Mike Tyson had been boxing my lungs all night.
Wow.
So then I took my temperature and I had a temperature of 38. And given I work in the healthcare industry, I had a fair idea that I knew I wasn't a regular type of sick. And I was like, God, how could I possibly have this virus? There's no way. But I better go get it checked out. And so when I went to get checked out, I actually got turned away from the first place because I didn't match any of the requirements. So then I actually went to a second place and I just kind of pleaded with the nurse from one to another and just said to her, I was like, I wouldn't be here for the laughs or whatever. But luckily enough, she tested me. Yeah. With less than 24 hours, I got the result to say that, I was positive.
Jeez. Now, you found out through the mail. What was that like to find
out? The postie sent, they marked her mail with COVID positive on your mail every time. Is that right?
I went to collect a package because a package got delivered for me while I was sick. And the Australia Post, they won't hold the post in the post office for more than 10 days. So I had to call them to ask them, could they hold on to it? And they were like, no, sorry, you'll have to get somebody. And I was like, I can't. I've put all my friends into isolation. And then they were like, you're going to have to come collect. And I was like, well, I can't give you a date as to when I'll actually be out. And then they were like, why? And then I had to tell them. So then when I went and eventually collected it in big, huge black pen across the package, it was COVID-19 plus.
Oh my gosh.
They marked her mail as the COVID-19 girl.
But what was it like to find out that you were positive for it? Were you scared?
Yeah, I mean, I guess because I had had a pretty big weekend that weekend, being St. Patrick's weekend. So I had been everywhere. I'd seen probably nearly everybody I knew. But the nurse that I dealt with on the phone, she was amazing and she was so good and she was so thorough. You know, the investigation was really good. Everyone who needed to know knew. You know, that part was really good. Probably the backlash was a lot of private messages that I got from strangers that I'd never met in my life, saying that they heard I had the Rona and did I talk to them when I was out. And some people were sharing my picture around in private messages.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Jeez, you end up...
Were you the random person at the bar in Leaderville?
Maybe.
You end up being a real leper with this sort of thing, don't you?
It's crazy. It's not something you get. You don't do anything wrong to get it. It's crazy.
Andrea, just a quick one from me. When they test you, how far up your nose do they stick that? What is it? A swab or something?
Stick. Yeah.
Yeah, so they stick it back your throat first, which pretty far, like back your throat, but up the nasal cavity, it goes up through, you know, the nasal hole and down the back of your throat. It actually goes back pretty far.
Oh, man. I can feel it. I'm just talking about it. I can feel it going through my nose and everything.
Do you know what I'm picturing? I'm picturing when you get a blood nose and, you know, when you clog it and then you sniff and it goes out your mouth. That's the that's the cavity. That's the channel, I think. Is that the channel?
Andrea, you're all good now, though?
Yeah, thankfully, after about kind of 8-9 days, I was kind of felt like I was on the mend. And yeah, I started to be able to breathe without pain again after about 8 days.
All right, no worries. Just out of curiosity, why did you DMX?
Well, I thought the package was pretty hilarious. Yeah.
He's like, Xavier Ellis. She was like, Xavier Ellis would have a laugh at this.
You should see what comes into my DMs, the amount of stuff that I get sent. Just, you know, like stuff like that. I love it. If anyone's got anything funny, keep sending it to me.
We've
got to
do Xavier's mailbox. That's got to become a thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Andrea, glad to hear that everything is going well with you now and that you made it through okay. But thank you very much for having a chat to us this morning. We appreciate it. You take care of yourself.
Cheers. Thank you. Save your
toes and pee. On Hit 92.9. First thing we do every morning for the show, at about 6 o'clock, we open the lines up to whatever you want to have a chat to us about, and Nick phoned in and had this to say.
Just all this doom and gloom that's going on, I'm wondering, can we bring back Worst Joke Wednesday? When I was a kid, I used to listen to it on the way to school with my mum in the car, and, yeah, I don't think I need to say any more.
Say no more, mate, because we've done the hard work. We're bringing it back. EMFM 92.9. Worst Joke Wednesday. Not heard since the 90s, and what a way to bring it back as well. We've made a few phone calls to the bloke who actually created it back in the day, the 90s. Gary Shannon joins us on the show now. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, inmates.
Hey, good morning, Gary.
How are you surviving, mate, without the Double View Bowls Club opened?
Well, it's dreadful, Xavier. I'm lost. I sit out on my balcony all alone, and, you know... 2020, this is the year your wheelie bin goes out more than you.
Really, yeah. It is.
Yeah, Gary, have you been dressing up at all? Take the wheelie bin out?
No, I haven't actually, because I don't have that many good clothes, to tell you the truth. I knew this was coming. I tell you what, I'm so glad the shopping centres have sorted out the toilet roll issue. I'm sick of wearing these Huggies. a bit of chafing going on here, I tell you.
Oh, mate, it is so good to talk to you, and a good laugh as well. We thought, why not get the bloke who coined Worst Joke Wednesday with the team on PMFM 92.9 back through the 90s, made it famous, to launch this thing and get it back up and running again with a couple of your very best. What have you got for us?
Well, no, I just thought we'd talk about the current situation. I'm actually loving this social distancing thing. It's awesome. I'm saving a fortune on deodorant, which is really good. And what's the biggest mistake I've made this year?
What is it?
I bought a 2020 diary.
Yes, the 2020 planner.
Has anybody else done that?
Yeah, I did. I bought two.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Gabe. This lockdown, it's given me a whole new opportunity to try some new recipes. Wheat Bix and barbecue sauce is my favourite so far.
It works. All you need is a bit of lube on top of it just to make it a bit less dry. I can see that working well, mate.
Yeah, it's beautiful, mate. But does anybody know if we're allowed to have a shower yet, or do we just keep washing our hands? I'm not too sure about that.
Keep washing their hands. I think the same thing.
It's a weird time, guys, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a really 100%. Weird time, mate. It really is a weird time. But we're doing our best to make sure that we keep a smile on people's faces where we can.
And Jules, over the next 6 weeks, you'll be right. 85% of blondes will disappear off the face of the earth.
Is that right? Is that a real thing?
They can't get their hair done.
Oh, God.
Yeah. good one, Jules. You got on that quickly.
Yes. You didn't miss me.
No, I knew you'd get it.
So,
I'll tell you what.
That's why he directed it to me.
Gary.
Yeah.
Go on, mate. I'll hit you with something after you hit us with this last one here.
I'll give you one more. I'll get away from the lockdown. What's one of my favourites at the moment? Just a word of warning, guys. There's a new moisturiser on the market that claims it can make you look 10 years younger. My 9-year-old niece used it yesterday, and we haven't seen her since. It's bloody good.
Oh, my God.
Jules lost it.
Expecting it. Oh, what a good belly laugh.
Gary, now, back in the day, mate, you know, think back to how Worst Joke Wednesday used to run. We want to make sure we pay it its respects. So you've rolled out a couple now. What do we do? Just throw the lines open?
Yeah, you just invite people. As we know, that what the world needs now is love, sweet love, and a whole lot of humour. So just start to know whether it's an oldie or a goodie or a new one, something you've made up yourself. Just get on there and, Worst Joke Wednesday. It was always a big hit. We did give away $1,000 a week. Are you guys matching that?
Well, we've got tea towels. So.
We're in a pandemic, Gary. We're in a pandemic. We're working longer on pay cuts.
These are economic times.
They are indeed, mate. Hey, good to catch up with you. I hope you're keeping well throughout all this, mate, but really appreciate your time jumping on to help us get this thing going again.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Give us a hoi, and I'll give you one for the promo. Hi, this is Gary Shannon, Xavier, Jules, and Pete. I never miss them on 92.9.
Oh, what a
What a professional.
Thanks, Gary.
Good luck, guys.
Thanks, mate.
See you, mate.
Thanks, Gary.
All right, 13 10 60. Give us a call. Worst Joke Wednesday is back on Hit 92.9, and we want to hear from you. Sorry, Jules, are you going to say something?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say CX. That's craft. That's radio craft right there. He wrote the book.
Me and Gary are going to head to the post-grad course and just do a little bit of a exhibition in how to craft your way through a break.
All right, so 13 10 60, get on the phone, give us your best. What have you got for us? We want to hear your jokes. Worst Joke Wednesday is back. Now's your chance to get on the phone and tell us an absolute belter and see if we can get this thing cranking again. We'll come back after Tones and I.
Oh,
chick from Byron Bay.
Mate, she lived in a caravan. Did you know that?
She's a ripper.
No, it was a van.
Back after this on Hit 92.9. Save your Jules and Pete.
On Hit 92.9. Well, I think she's wonderful. She's a girl from Byron Bay. Literally started from nothing, busking on the streets in Byron Bay. Well, it's actually from Mornington first, but then, did some stuff in Byron Bay.
Jeez, look at you go. Hit 92.9 at Xavier, Jules and Pete. Top of 24 today. We're going to find out if we're still holding on to the Bushchook throne or if it's being moved on when we come back to reveal how hot Perth is at 9 a.m. with the person who did play this morning to give us a temperature at 6:30. But we've just launched. It's back again. Back from the 90s. Worst Joke Wednesday.
PMFM 92.9. Worst Joke Wednesday.
I've had Gary Shannon. Now it's over to you. 13 10 60. Call us in with your joke. You guys ready to have a few?
Yes. Ready to go.
Do we judge them or what do we do?
Oh, we just listen to them, have a laugh. We'll see how we go. Or not have a laugh, depending on if they're funny or not. But we've got Matthew in Belmont.
Hello.
Hello, Matt.
So am I expected to fake laugh or not?
No fake laughing.
No.
I mean,
okay.
We'll be real. Be real.
All right, we're real.
A bit of sympathy would be all right.
Okay, I got you. Don't worry.
All right.
I got you, boo.
Go for it, Matt.
Okay, so advice for Zave. If you ever doing a stand-up gig for
for an optometrist. Give you a bit of advice, the cornea the better.
Oh! Yes,
I like
okay.
That one.
I see you, boy.
Not bad, all right. We got Tony and Balga, hello.
Yeah, how you going, mate?
Good, mate. Welcome back to Worst Joke Wednesday.
Yeah, you too, matey.
Thanks.
All the crew.
What have you got?
Pretty much, there's two eggs in a pot, right?
Yeah.
And the other egg started looking at the other and saying, geez, it's starting to get hot in here. I'm getting out of here. And the other goes, nah, I wouldn't if I was you, man. You get your head smashed in.
Yeah. Oh, that's it? Tony, brilliant. Love it. Good on you, mate.
I liked it.
He's not bad.
Getting out. He's getting his head smashed in. All right. Get it.
I wasn't expecting that to be the end. I love it.
Jono, g'day.
Morning, guys. Love the content. Thanks for bringing this back. I love it.
Oh, good on you.
Beautiful. Jono.
Thanks for being a part of it. What have you got for us?
Oh, well, I was going to say to Dave, I was going to bet him if he doesn't laugh, I'll buy him a Nando's burger, but if he does laugh, he's got to buy me one.
Righto, we're on.
All right, sweet. How do you make a pool table laugh, Bennett?
Not sure.
Mate, you slide your hand in his pockets real gently and you tickle his balls.
Listen to his laugh.
I love it when people laugh at their own jokes. Zay's pretty stone-faced at the moment, though.
450 Roberts Road there, mate. Just the Nando's burger, please. No, I like it. I'd heard it before, mate. I had heard it before. Let's send your address in and I'll get a Nando's burger to your joint. How's that sound?
Oh, mate, no, you don't have to, but I'll take it.
Yeah, now send it in, I'll sort it out. Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Jono. Thanks, thanks, mate. God. Have yourself a good day. Oh, there
See
you go.
Ya.
Our first Worst Joke Wednesday. I like it. I like it, you guys. I like it.
Can I give you guys one? I've got one.
Yeah.
This guy goes to his wife. He's like, I told my wife she was drawing her eyebrows too high. She looked really surprised.
Hey, yeah, Jules. Cool. Oh, no, I didn't mind it, but just with the delivery, a little bit more, because we can see you. Like, you're literally reading it off a bit of paper. Like, maybe learn the joke and then hit us with it confidently.
I love it.
My wife was drawing her eyebrows on. She looked really surprised.
She drew her eyebrows on too high.
All right.
Yeah, just go confidently with it, though. Just lose back. The reading part.
On Hit 92.9.
And now it's time for Perth's favourite localised meteorological calefaction prediction game show!
Now
Hot is Perth!
Perth!
I just tried to send that the guy who just called in with the joke some Nando's, but it's not open yet. So I've just ordered him a bacon egg McMuffin meal to his door. So there you go.
Look at you, guys.
I've done my deed.
Can you send me one?
Well, yes, I can, but it's going to be hard to get it to your apartment. But anyway, how hot is Perth now, Jules? How did I describe the bush chook thrown today?
Oh, mate, you sold it well. It's the one and only bush chook, not only in Perth, not only in the state, not only in Australia, in the world.
Yep, that's it. You cannot find another bush chook thrown anywhere else in the world. It is a one-of-a-kind, one-of-one, they say. I'm going to sign on the back, one-of-one. There's no other ones around. And it was your opportunity to win this morning at 6:30. All you had to do was nominate how hot Perth will be at 9 a.m. this morning. And Pete, I believe it's 9 a.m. in the studio as we speak.
It is. Now, we go through a 60-second period between 9 and 9:01. That's the grace period for finding out the exact weathers at the time.
We've flattened the curve.
Just past 9:01 now, mate.
Okay. So, Jules, can you remember what temperature you said this morning was going to be?
No, I actually can't. Did I say 21.2?
You might have done, actually, because I distinctly remember Michael going underneath you.
All right. No, Michael went over the top.
2.
Okay,
19.2.
19.2, you went.
Yeah, Michael went over the top. Now, is Michael there?
He is. G'day, Michael. Yeah,
morning, guys. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Great to have you back on, mates. Now, Peter, we got the audio of what Michael said this morning his guess was going to be.
Yes, we do. Here it is.
20.8.
20.8, mate.
20.8. Yeah, that's right, because I did go 19.2. Mm.
Yeah, you went low, mate. You went low. Can you write this stuff down? You're driving me segment into a wall here.
No, sorry, I did write it down, but I accidentally deleted it.
Okay. Now, Pete, you know what to do. Michael, this is your opportunity to win the Bushchook Throne. It's one of one. Nowhere in the world you'll find another Bushchook Throne like this. Pete, hit it.
All right, so you'll hear the drum roll, and then we will
I know what I'll hear. You hit it.
I have to do the reset. That's part of my job. All right, then the live studio audience will ask the question and you hit us with it. All right, here we go, bugger it. Who cares?
Michael, at 9 a.m. this morning, the temperature was 21.8. Bad luck, mate. You're a whole degree out. Bad luck. The Bushchook Throne lives on.
Damn. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bad luck, bud.
Hey, Michael, happy birthday for today, though, mate. I remember it's your birthday. So good on you. You have a ripper day, okay?
Will do. Thanks for that.
All right. Back again tomorrow, hey, Xavier?
We'll go again tomorrow, mate.
Do I even know my weather? Seriously, I was way off this morning.
But you got it yesterday. You smacked it right between the eyes yesterday, didn't you?
I did. All right. Another chance tomorrow, hey?
On Hit 92.9.
Yeah, now we get a lot of messages come through for requests and certain shout outs and things like that. And unfortunately, we can't get to them all. But there's one that we received yesterday, and it's a very important one. And it's one that was written in by a mum and by the name of Cara, who is currently in hospital at the moment. And she wanted to send a request out for her three kids. Now, I am going to read this message as it was requested. Now, Cara wrote in, she said, "Hi, you amazing people. I was just wondering if I could have a shout out to my beautiful children, Taylor, Layla, and Ryder. I'm 21 weeks pregnant with twins, and unfortunately, our babies have just passed away. My kids are devastated, and I was hoping you guys could play them, We Are Family, to try and boost their spirits. I'm currently in labor and have to birth these babies, and I just want anyone out there to know who has lost a child that I love them."
We heard you. That came through.
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard you loud and clear, and here is the song that you requested, and we are wishing you all the very best to you and your family, mm-hmm. mate, to get through what you're currently experiencing.
On Hit 92.9.
Mates, last night I see you on the couch after I sort of did a bit of uni work and was just sort of having a bit of a debrief, defrosting myself from the big day. And I started going through Twitter and Twitter searched Donald Trump. Now, some of the stuff that pops up with Trump, who's obviously the president of the United States, the arguably the most powerful person in the world at the moment. And I just shook my head and said, I still can't believe it. He is the prime minister, the president of the United States of America.
Now, I was thinking that when he got voted in. Yeah. I was like, you're joking.
So we're years on here, 3 years on, and I still can't believe it, Jules. I still cannot believe it. 13-10-60, when have you said, I still can't believe it? Now, this is a couple of examples of why I can't believe that Donald Trump is the president of the United States. We've got some clips for you.
What would people gain from wearing a mask, and why are you opposed to wearing one yourself?
Well, I just don't want to wear one myself. It's a recommendation. They recommend it. I'm feeling good.
Democrats think that I acted too quickly. You know why? Because they really thought that I acted too quickly.
The world's greatest cricket players, from Sachin Tendulkar to Virat Kohli.
Antibiotics used to solve every problem. Now one of the biggest problems the world has is the germ has gotten so brilliant that the antibiotic can't keep up with it.
Tom. The antibiotic can't keep up with the virus. What a fool. And I honestly sat there last night, and you know when you get lost in a web of Twitter searches or YouTube searches or whatever it is?
Yeah.
I was in the Donald Trump spin last night, and I just sat there going, I still can't believe it.
Yeah.
13-10-60. When did you say, I still can't believe something in the world is happening? Jules, what are you saying?
Just because I got a lot of time, like in isolation, obviously doing a lot of, you know, going through Instagram, and you get like memes and things like that.
Yeah.
I came across this meme and it said that, you know, the Mr. Bean episodes?
Mm. Yeah, I love Mr. Bean.
Right, me too. Only 15 episodes. Did you not think there were just like
no
hundreds?
Way.
There are only 15 episodes of Mr. Bean.
No.
Seems like there's hundreds.
No way.
Google it.
Oh, I can't believe that.
How many episodes of Mr. Bean are there? Literally,
I cannot
15.
Believe that, Jules.
It's like Fawlty Towers is only one season and 13 eps. The same thing. Yeah. Like it just feels like there's... Because it feels like it was on the television for years with new stuff all the time. Far
that's
out.
It's crazy.
I still
that's
can't crazy. Believe it's not butter.
Yeah, no, there you go. Yeah. I still can't
look,
believe.
Look, okay, it's there. 15 episodes of
yeah,
Mr.
That's
Bean.
It.
That's
well
all
done.
That there is.
That's it. I can't believe
couldn't
it, mate.
Believe
13,
it.
10, 60. When did you say, I still can't believe it? I can't believe Donald Trump's the president of the United States. And now I can't believe Mr. Bean's only got 14 or 15 episodes. That's crazy.
So I still can't believe we're still going through the coronavirus as well, too, actually.
Yeah, man.
Mm.
Right? There you go. Give us a call.
Thinking like that?
All right.
Give us a call. 13, 10, 60.
Guys, we got Tom who called through straight away. Do you want to take him here?
Beautiful.
We'll take him here.
Yeah, yeah, smack him on.
G'day, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What still can you not believe?
Kobe Bryant's passing.
Yes.
Still, I can't believe it. Doesn't feel real.
It's real, isn't it?
2020. You can believe anything in 2020, but goodness gracious me. That morning when I sat on the toilet and updated Twitter and saw Kobe Bryant dead, I could not believe it either, mate. That's a good one.
13, 10, 60. I still can't believe it.
On Hit 92.9.
Now, 13, 10, 60. I still can't believe... dot, dot, dot.
That's right, mate. When did you say that sentence? Last night I was caught in a Twitter spin where I was just searching Donald Trump, obviously the President of the United States, and I shook my head and just said, I can't believe, because this is the stuff that we're dealing with, Pep.
Let's say China. China.
It comes from China.
He's the president. He's the president of the United States of America. And I just sit there and think, oh my God, what is going on? I can't believe he is the president. 13, 10, 60, when did you say, I still can't believe it?
All right, we got Brad. Hello, Brad.
What's up, guys? How are you going?
Talk us through it, mate.
Good. So I'm a US citizen living in Australia, so I know a lot about this whole situation. So things I still can't believe. Number one, he invited interference in the 2016 election when he asked Vladimir Putin to actively send him dirt on Hillary Clinton. So that's huge.
Yep.
Also, he was testified against Congress by Michael Cohen, who talked about hush money payments that he made to Stormy Daniels. Again, that's another crime. Again, we had Robert Mueller, special investigator who testified in Congress and laid out 10 counts of obstruction of justice that him and his campaign had undertaken. Then we got the most horrendous crime. So just last year, President Zelensky of Ukraine, so he actively solicited interference in the 2020 election to try and get dirt on Joe Biden, his political opponent.
And what did you say? What did you say, mate? Oh, I still can't believe it.
I still can't believe that he's done any of these things. In comparison, he's also done 20, 30 other crimes that he's also committed.
Oh,
so I can't believe any of them. The list is really long.
That's yeah, and you're a US citizen, so you're right there just following this whole entire thing.
It comes from China.
Unbelievable. Brendan, hello.
G'day, how you going?
Good, mate. Still can't believe what?
I still can't believe Fremantle has not won a premiership.
No, you... Oh.
Brendan... Yeah. Bloody up the Eagles, up the Eagles.
Up the Eagles. What a Pete, can you believe it?
In a way, yes, I can.
Hey, Jules, who do you go for?
Eagles.
Yeah, good.
No,
but I go for the Frio girls because I love them.
Yeah, that's fair. But, yeah, I believe it. Great call.
COVID robbed us of a premiership. COVID robbed the Fremantle women's team of a premiership, mate. We were well on our way to getting that one. But
oh, come on. Don't get sad. Come on.
That's triggered.
But
me.
What's happened over on the men's
so
side,
triggered.
Pep?
What?
What's happened on the men's side?
Hey, look at the songs we got coming up.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Guys, this coronavirus COVID-19 stuff, sure enough, there's sort of tough moments that we're all going through, but one of the sort of byproducts of it that I think as a parent that's been quite good is that we've been home a lot more than what we usually are, and we've had a lot more free time to actually have a lot of fun with, well, in my case, our little girls. Have you found that with Ted X?
Yes, but I mean, I'm not going to lie. I do enjoy the little afternoon naps that he sometimes falls into, and just to give myself a couple of hours to myself. But you're right, Pete. You go to bed and you think, oh, I was absolutely knackered today, but gee, it was good fun running around, chasing, swimming, whatever it is. Yeah, you're 100% correct.
Absolutely. We've been playing a lot of games with the kids throughout all of this, a lot of pretend games. Like, we played doctors and nurses using the kids' Barbies. And
that all sounds like so much fun.
It's good fun, Jules.
You two make me clucky, actually.
It is good fun.
You should have a kid. Barbies?
You should have a kid.
Got to start. Okay.
Anyway, sorry. I was trying to work out, Zave, something about Barbies, and you're telling me to what? Sorry.
No, it doesn't matter, Xavier. What were you saying about
Mama
Barbies?
Jules, all right. I don't need Mama Jules in you.
What are you saying about Barbies, X?
And how do you play? Like, what do you do? My sister's never had Barbies either, so I'm unfamiliar with the Barbie situation.
Well, Mila directs me. So our 3.5-year-old Mila, she tells me what to do and I just do it. Like, it's the easiest way to go about it. Yeah, one of the other games we play is shop as well. And once upon a time, we'd use pretend money. So she's got like a little Minnie Mouse till and you'd go in there and you'd buy things and she'd barter with you and she'd have pretend money. Those days are gone. She's all grown up now. She's going to be a hustler when she grows up.
She hustles, does she?
Girl.
She hustled me out of $10, and not a fake $10, a real $10.
A real tenner, Bluey.
Pretend money isn't good enough anymore. I captured the whole thing. Take a listen.
Hello, I would like some ice cream, please.
Okay.
Take
money off your wallet.
Excuse me?
Money off your wallet.
How much for the ice cream?
$4,
please. Can I see the ice cream first, please?
Okay.
I reckon that's worth $3, not $4.
Yes. I'll go find your wallet.
No.
I'll come back.
We used to do this in pretend. We used to use pretend money.
Let me just get your money, your big money. I want the money.
That's a $10 note.
That's what I want.
It will be $10.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I thought you said it was $3.
No, I thought it was $10.
No, you said $3.
No, I said $10.
You said $3, I swear. This, you said $3.
No.
$3.
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell you what,
$4. No, it's not $10, it's the same.
It's not the same?
Yes, it is. Give me my money.
Yes, but I have my money.
Am I getting my...
Here's your ice cream.
Thanks.
Bye.
See ya.
Have a nice day.
A few moments later.
Excuse me, hi. I just bought this ice cream from you. And I don't like it. So I was wondering if I could return the ice cream and have my $10 back.
Sorry, it's my $10.
Give me my $10 back.
Be gone.
Mate, she knows what she's doing.
Mate, stop hoarding.
Oh, my God, what a hustler.
Stop trying to return your hoards, mate. You've been hoarding ice creams and she's awake to it. And the audacity for you to come back and ask for $10 in a pandemic and you're not even trying to support a small business.
Yeah, you're right, mate. Actually,
you're right. Oh, you're 100% right.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Next to you.
Is that how you feel about Pete and I? Is it X?
I'm so desperate to be next to you two in the studio. I've got to get out of here.
Who needs Sam Sparrow when you got Xavier Ellis? Xavier, Jules and Pete, 9:45. We're on the air until 10 o'clock, just keeping you company every morning on Hit 92.9.
Do you know what, guys? You're not the only two I'm missing inside the organisation. I'm missing our music director, KP. I saw something pop up on your socials. Now, we've got a little bit of audio we're going to have a quick listen to.
Hey, Kirsten, it's Tones. Thank you so much for looking after my music and supporting me in general as an artist.
Oh gosh, what an honour. That's the girl from Byron Bay.
That's the girl from Byron Bay, KP.
How cool is that? Tones and I, a little message.
Screaming when you got it?
I actually was.
Now, that's so exciting for you, KP, and I'm so glad that you've taken all the credit of promoting Tones and I on the station, because I just did a little bit of research about the work that us three might have done with promoting Tones and I. I'd have a quick listen.
And a bloody girl from Byron Bay.
Byron Bay. Girl from Byron Bay, mate.
The girl from Byron Bay.
It's not the girl from Byron Bay. That's the one, Tones and I. Byron Bay. She was in Byron Bay.
The girl from Byron Bay.
The girl from Byron Bay. What's this song?
Tones and I.
Byron Bay. For all the kids out there at home, I mean, Tones and I, Byron Bay, caravanning. Gee whiz, dreams can happen.
They sure can, mate.
Now, KP, what, Dave, I think you probably...
I don't know if you're looking for a message from Tones and I, but I think you might be up for one from Tourism Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, well said.
Yeah, right, okay, that's a different angle. I wasn't going to go down that path. I might get the Minister of Tourism from New South Wales giving me a call about Byron Bay.
Any day now.
Oh, God.
All right, well, I was going to get you on and hammer you and give you the ultimatum that you've got a week to get Tones and I a message saying thank you to us three for actually supporting her music, but... You've made a valid point, and I'm just going to get off my perch and go listen to another song.
You know what? Throw down the challenge. I'll see what I could do.
Okay.
Righto, you've got 7 days to get a message to Tones and I saying something to us, how much we support her music on Hit 92.9.
I'm up for it. Stand by.
All right.
Beautiful. Good on you, mate.
Love you, KB.
Music director. Love you. Oh, look at this. You're not going to believe it, you guys.
Oh, no way.
You're joking.
In 2 more seconds, the girl from Byron Bay.
Oh, good God.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Pete knows his weathers.
I know my weathers.
Opened LinkedIn. I'm doing a LinkedIn page.
Why?
I clicked on an article. This is interesting, actually. I clicked on an article on the Herald Sun website in Victoria, and it said there's this article, the nightclubs that have come and gone. And I was clicked on it, and there was a random name of a DJ, a nightclub promoter. So I just put his name into Google to see whether he's in jail or what's he done. And he had his LinkedIn. So I clicked on LinkedIn, and then they said, you want to join? And I'm joining up LinkedIn.
Yeah, and that's how it's done.
I haven't got a lot to add yet, but we'll see what happens.
What?
All right.
As if you wouldn't have a lot to add. Anyway, you do that.
You do you,
you
boo.
You do you, boo.
Yep. All right. Hey, by the way, make sure you're checking out the Hit 92.9 Instagram today at midday. Scott Bridger, head chef at Bibb and Tucker, is actually going to be doing a live ISO class. We'll be doing these every day at midday. Live ISO class, cooking a risotto.
Yum.
Have you eaten a Bibb and Tucker yet, Jules?
No, I haven't. I have heard of it.
Oh, mate. Yeah, no. You plan yourself a day.
Yeah.
And you get down there on the coast and you obviously Uber and you just have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You walk in there, the grill's sizzling away. You can smell the ochre on the grill when you walk in there. It's amazing. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, midday. So we'll check in with him then. But in the meantime, before we go...
Whole lot of people need to hear this.
Okay, so I don't know who needs to hear this, but it's not too late to start the things that you said you would do if you just had the time. It's still time to do them.
Well said. Well said.
Actually,
now...
I've all directed at myself.
Oh, really? Why?
Yeah. Oh, there's just so many things. I was like, I've already been in isolation for 3 weeks now. I'm coming on to 4. And, I mean, there's so many things I could have done. I haven't even listened to a record of mine yet.
Yeah, right.
A record?
A record.
Yeah. A vinyl.
Have you got vinyl? Have you got a record player?
Yeah. I've got about maybe 100 vinyls, maybe 150. And I just want to sit there. I just want to spend a day just listening to them.
Well, today's your day, mate. Hey, Rory.
Yo.
Hello.
I was looking at the weather forecast.
Really? What was the weather forecast?
It's a 40% chance of showers.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a possible shower.
I wasn't
saying
you're wrong.
That's a possible shower.
I'm just providing a little bit more statistics because sometimes you do get it wrong.
Yeah, you does get it wrong a little bit, but that's okay. It's okay, Pat.
Excuse me.
We're all friends here, and honesty is the pillar of this business. So I just want.
Hey, Roy, how you going, mate? How are you?
Whose idea was it to cross to Rory?
That was mine.
Oh. How are you traveling?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
What's news?
I've discovered a new Netflix series.
Mm. Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
Jules, I feel like you would love this one.
I'm in.
Is that going to sound sexist? Anyway, it's called Glow Up. And it's basically about these people that want to get into like a makeup academy, and it's just about people putting makeup on. And I know what it sounds. It sounds like you wouldn't be interested, but you get hooked. It's just It's Glow Up. It's on Netflix.
Can you speed through this segment, mate? I'm going to jump straight on it by the sounds of it.
You need to. Episode 2.
40% chance of me being interested, mate.
No, go watch the trailer. I know
what you're talking about. I have watched a couple of episodes. It is actually addictive, like, to watch it.
Yeah, it's good. They put makeup on and you know, you're married and, you know, everyone's got a relationship out there, so
I'll have to take your word for it.
You're immediately prejudicial to me. I haven't even explained the idea yet.
You had to can scream it or skip it, mate. It's not happening anymore.
Actually, I might bring this back.
Hey, Rory.
We're good without it.
Yes, mate.
You're going to take us through the morning, mate. Plenty of music on the way.
Yeah, we got some good Ed Sheeran, some Sammy Smith, and might work some Wheatus in there as well. Some Teenage
Dirtbag. Oh, a bit of a Teenage Dirtbag.
Wheatus.
Wheatus.
All right.
Well, see you guys. Peace and love.
I love Wheatus. It's been fun. Bye.
See ya.
Love you.
Have a wonderful day. We'll catch you tomorrow from 6.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9. Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.